Oh.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Welcome back to the SLAT radio show. This is the 7th episode of season 3.
It is.
And the 74th episode overall.
Yeah.
Which means that we're hitting a
We're almost hitting a milestone. Yeah.
Yeah, we're hitting a milestone next week.
Well, of course it's going to be a milestone. It's been one show, but you know.
Well, next week's episode is going to be quite a special one. It's the 75th episode. It's my birthday.
It is.
And we might have another potentially dangerous guest joining us.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. This week is also a special episode, but not for the same reasons. Obviously, can't have a birthday twice unless you're the queen. King. So this week is a special episode because we've got two tunes of the week here at Phantom Radio.
We do have two tunes, and that's because Owen couldn't decide.
Yeah. So our tunes of the week this week are...
Oh, you want me to scroll down?
Suddenly Seymour, in honour of the Little Shop of Horrors show that... The
Musical Theatre
Society did recently, which you saw and thought was quite
good. I thought it was really good. I enjoyed it.
And then we also got Fortnite by Taylor Swift, which I believe is a new
song, or a new album
or something. Sorry, don't come for me, Swifties.
Josh is going to kill you.
So those are our two tunes of the week. And this week's show is going to be, or the music anyway, is going to be based around musicals and Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
So we hope you enjoy, and we're going to start with, well, Spectrum from Florence and the Machine, because we've got to keep it the same.
Yeah.
And then we've got our two tunes of the week. So Suddenly Seymour and Fortnite. See you in a minute. Hello. There we go.
Hello.
So, what did you think of our two new tunes of the week? Why are you paying attention?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I like Suddenly Seymour because, you know, I went to the musical and it was a great song.
Oh, well, we'd heard it beforehand. Or I had, anyway.
Yeah. Fortnite, I wasn't really listening. We were chatting the whole time.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was good. Or it wasn't.
What I vaguely tuned into sounded good.
Oh, there we go. It's probably quite good then.
I mean, it's a Taylor Swift song. They're usually alright.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at my notes to see what we're talking about this time.
What are we talking about?
Becoming self-employed and what I know of my tool.
Oh, go on then.
Being self-employed is a pain. Like, it's a pain. I'm just glad I'm not in the film industry because I know that that's even more of a pain, I think.
What to get into?
Well, no, to be self-employed for.
Right. Because
you have to fill out different forms and there are certain...
Are you fully self-employed now, though?
I am. Yes, I am.
You are now fully self-employed.
I am self-employed, and I'm.
What is your business?
Me.
Did you not write like a business name?
No.
Oh.
I did my.
That's upsetting. Why didn't you write a business name?
Because I don't want a business name. I wanted to just use my name. Because otherwise, you've got to explain why you.
You don't
want to
be TWL.
No.
Taylor Wilson Lighting.
Well, considering I'm mostly doing video on these two tours,
that's a very good point.
I'm now fully self-employed. I'm just waiting for my my letter to come through at home that gives me my special number.
What, your business number?
Yeah.
So well, you can do business.
Like unique something something.
That's so helpful.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, so that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone keeps telling me I need to get an accountant.
It'll probably make life easier.
Like, the person that's employing me told me to get an accountant. John told me to get an accountant.
Mm-hmm.
Your dad told me to get an accountant.
Yeah.
My dad told me to get an accountant.
Yeah. Have you thought about getting an accountant?
I have.
Have you looked up how much they are?
Charlie has an accountant. Accountant.
Charlie is one of the people we came up to uni with.
Yeah. And he's on the SLET or SLE degree now as well. He pays his accountant $150 per return or something like that.
So like $150 a year.
Well, I don't know if it's a year or if it's like per job.
I don't know, actually.
Because $150 doesn't seem like very much if you're doing a full year's worth of
work. Yeah, that's true.
Work,
I guess you'd have to look into it.
So in which case, it might be per job. And $150 per job is quite a lot. I mean, it's not considering what I'm... Yeah, I know. It's not considering what I'm getting paid for it, but it's still quite a lot.
Yeah, that's true.
Especially out of the first one that's a little bit less... quite a bit less than the second one.
Yeah. Do you want to introduce the next section?
Yeah. So the next section is our Taylor Swift section. Excuse me. So our songs are 22, You Belong With Me, We Are Never Getting Back Together, and Fearless. That was our Taylor Swift section for today.
It was.
There's another Taylor Swift song at the end of the show, as long as I don't talk for too long.
No, we won't be getting the Taylor Swift song.
Oh, okay.
At the end of the...
Never mind. Sorry,
we might get like a split second of it.
Well, that's the whole point of it, that you only get a part of it to annoy someone. I can't remember who. being an adult is so hard. Like, flights, trains, buses, maybe it's just public transport that's hard.
Yeah, it's probably public transport.
And organisation. Yeah. I enjoy organising, but only when I want to, and when it's something I want to organise.
Right.
If it's something I don't want to organise, like our bedroom floor, which is actually clean at the moment, relatively.
Yeah, it's alright. It's more my fault that the bedroom isn't clean at the moment,
because
I haven't put my stuff
unpacked.
Away. I've been busy.
So have I, and I still unpacked.
Yeah, while I was busy.
For the first time ever.
Get on to what you're talking about, we've got 2 minutes.
Yeah, so, aeroplanes. July was supposed to be empty.
It's not empty anymore.
No. I'm going to have, like, 3 day gaps in between everything.
Yeah.
And I was talking to Tegan earlier about it, and I was like, I'm going to have 3 days off in between each of these
things. Cheeky shout out.
I'm going to have like 3 days off in between these things. And I was like, wait, well, they're not 3 days off because I'm not working for all of them. I'm working for one of them. The other three are fucking holidays.
Well done. No one's listening, you're fine.
Yeah, the other ones are holidays. I'm going to have 3 days off of my holidays. It sounds so entitled, doesn't it?
It really does. Oh no. How dare I get this opportunity so I can go on tour? How could they? My holiday.
Well, yeah, I'm going.
You were complaining that you didn't have anything to do over summer, and like you were going to try and work for all of it, and now you're getting jobs. So.
Yeah, that's true. I'm on tour for
nothing you can really complain about.
I'm on tour for a bit of July. We're going down to Cornwall at some point in July.
Yeah.
I'm going to London with my family at some point in July, and then I'm on holiday again.
Yeah.
Camping with my family. So that's going to be fun.
It is.
And I'm away for a lot of August as well.
You're just travelling.
I am. I'm going everywhere.
You're doing your travel. This is what people usually take a gap year for, to travel. Except you're getting paid for it, which is kind of a plus, I suppose.
I'm getting paid for it and doing it in 2 weeks or something like that.
Yeah.
It's going to be a pit stop, and I won't actually be able to see any of it because you don't actually get to see anything other
than you'll be working the whole time.
The parking lot and the...
Would you like me to introduce the next song?
Yeah, go on then.
So next up we have our musical section. We have 2 songs from Heathers, Freeze Your Brain and 17. We've got The Other Side from The Greatest Showman and Wait For Me from...
Hamilton?
Hadestown.
Hamilton's later.
We will chat to you again after the break.
See you in a minute. Hello. Oh, there we go. That was our musical section. Well, half of it.
Ooh. Yeah, we still have more.
We have a second... Is it just musical section to end the show?
Musicals and Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
By Taylor Swift,
like the whole
it's,
show.
Keep like talking. I'm going to do some maths.
All right.
It's 3 seconds of Taylor Swift.
Fabulous. So, if you're anything to do with the University of Derby, and any of the societies or union... I'm going to sit back because you won't let me have my mic far enough forward. Enjoy that. So if you're anything to do with the University of Derby societies or student-led services, we have a thing called a community awards coming up.
We do.
Where all the student-led services and societies get together. We had the sports one earlier in the year.
Did we?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, okay. I know what I'm talking about.
And we're going to it on Thursday to hopefully win some awards as Phantom Live.
Possibly. We'll see.
We'll be part of the committee and hosts that... representing the student-led service. And the ESLET, or the SLED degree, is actually doing the tech for it.
Yeah, so I believe, you're not, however.
No, I believe that year two do it every year. And as I'm a year two student, I am supposed to be doing it. Which means that my year is all going to be there while I'm there in a... Like, they're all going to be there doing tech and running around and stuff. And I'm going to be there fancy in a suit, eating a three-course meal.
Yes, you are.
Did we select what we were eating for that?
Yes.
Okay.
There is...
I didn't remember if we'd done it or not.
We have already selected.
That's good. Yeah, so my course has been running around because they're a bit unorganised. And we didn't have a meeting about it until last week. Saying... So we now have everyone's roles and we're trying to get it all sorted in time. And I did the risk assessments for it.
You did? I saw you do it.
You did, yeah. And they've all gone through and they're all approved and stuff, which is good.
Well done.
Considering, like, my main job here on Phantom Live is to do risk assessments, you'd hope that I'm alright at them.
Yeah. You had a problem with me, however. Well, actually, you didn't have a problem, but...
With you specifically.
Yeah, well, you hate me. but we were talking about what we're going to be wearing, weren't we?
Yes. So we've got to go... It's a formal event, like a proper formal event.
Yeah. And Tao doesn't like any of my dresses.
Yeah. Even though I'm pretty sure I chose all of them.
You did. Well, actually, no, I chose some of them. But you chose most of them.
What about your black one that's gathered on the sides?
No, that's not a formal dress.
No, it's not. But shows your bum off.
Wow. Yeah. Clip that, somebody. Please. I will wear my posh black dress, not that one.
Your posh black dress.
You'll see when I get into it.
I don't remember that one.
I don't think you've actually ever seen it. I think you have.
What was it for? What did you wear it for?
Oh, we're on holiday 2 years ago.
Oh, well, love.
Yeah, you wouldn't have seen it. Anyway.
Yeah, but you're not going to... Oh, you'll be in black, I guess. Anyway. But don't look like you're going to be in a funeral.
Would you like to introduce the songs before we run out of bed?
So, Nonstop and Six.
We'll see you guys in a bit.
Hello. Welcome back. That is the end of the S-Let show.
It is the end.
Thank you for joining us if you joined us. Thank you for listening online and later if you listen to us later on.
Yep. Keep talking.
Yeah. Join us next week for a special episode.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah, hopefully we'll have a guest. It'll be the 75th Eslet episode in total and the 8th of season 3.
Yep.
And it'll be my birthday.
It will.
Yeah, I'm getting old. I'm not really, but...
You're still young. Younger than me.
Yeah, that's true. So check out our social medias. We've got... The S-Let Show account, we've got Phantom Media, check out Sky's...
Behind the Desk.
You didn't even give me a chance to say show.
No, my show, Behind the Desk, is on Wednesdays. It's on tomorrow. Yeah. I'll be doing some nerdy stuff, probably. Yeah. I'll be coding something.
Yeah.
Live. That might go well.
Yeah, so check that out. Check out the other accounts, check out the website, check out our social medias.
Oh no.
What?
I'm sure I have to not swear while coding, that might be fun.
Yeah. Enjoy listening to the music if you stay for the for a little bit longer.
To the stream. See you later. No more music for you. You can, if you go on Phantom the Derby Union at Phantom Live, you can listen to the radio.
Yeah, or there might be a link attached to one of the social medias if you follow them.
Entirely possible.
Yeah.
It should be in the description.
Go like the posts on our social medias. We post normally before every show. For this one anyway. Yeah. See ya.
See you later.
Bye.